Poor parents, by contrast, are intimidated by authority. They react passively and stay in the background. Leroux writes of one low-income parent, "At a parent-teacher conference, for example, Mrs. McAllister, who is a high school graduate, seems subdued. The gregarious and outgoing nature she displays at home is hidden in this setting. She sits hunched over in the chair, and she keeps her jacket zipped up. She's very quiet. When the teacher reports that Harold has not been turning in his homework, Mrs. McAllister clearly is flabbergasted, but all she says is, 'He did it at home.' She does not follow up with the teacher or attempt to intervene on Harold's behalf. In her view, it is up to the teachers to manage her son's education. That is their job, not hers." Leroux calls the middle-class parenting style concerted cultivation. It's an attempt to actively foster and assess a child's talents, opinions, and skills. Poor parents tend to follow, by contrast, a strategy of accomplishment of natural growth. They see their responsibility to care for their children, but to let them grow and develop on their own. Leroux stresses that one style isn't morally better than the other. In fact, the poorer children were, to her mind, often better behaved, less whiny, more creative in making use of their own time, and had a well-developed sense of independence. But in practical terms, concerted cultivation has enormous advantages. The heavily scheduled middle-class child is exposed to a constantly shifting set of experiences. She learns teamwork and how to cope in highly structured settings. She is taught how to interact comfortably with adults and to speak up when she needs to. In Leroux's words, the middle-class children learn a sense of entitlement. That word, of course, has negative connotations these days, but Leroux means it in the best sense of the term. They acted as though they had a right to pursue their own individual preferences and to actively manage interactions in institutional settings.